God made a covenant with the earth. And he says this in Genesis chapter 9, verse number 11. He says, "This I will establish my covenant with you, and never again shall flesh be cut off by waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God says, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember the covenant which is between me and you and every living creature and all flesh. The waters of shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." And now, the sign of the covenant that God made with man about not allowing the rain to ever flood the earth again and take out all nations. Now, the adversary took that exact same sign of a covenant that God made with man about not destroying the earth, and the adversary took that same sign of the covenant and perverted it to make it mean a sign of a covenant between a man and a man and a woman and a woman and two people of the same kind enter into a relationship with one another. That is an abomination to what it is that the Word of God says.